Pilgrimage to Arunachala by Professor S. Nagachandran. The author of this article is a retired professor from Princeton University. He lives in Long Island and often visits the New York Arunachala Ashrama. We have been waiting for many years for him to write about his visit to Bhagavan as a 14-year-old boy in 1950. 60 years have passed. Bhagavan Ramana attained Mahasamadhi on 14th of April 1950. My visit to Thiruvannamalai and to the sage of Arunachala in January 1950 is still fresh in my memory. I thought at this late stage of my life I should share my experience with the devotees. My father, Dr. N. Surya Narayanan, was a prominent surgeon of Madurai. Although he had never visited Sri Ramana Maharishi before, one day in January 1950, he announced to the family that we should all get ready to leave for Thiruvannamalai. In the morning, he had read about Bhagavan's illness in The Hindu and immediately decided that we should go. The Maharishi is not keeping good health. We must go and see him, he said. He also said that we were distant relatives of the Maharishi. I was 14 years old at the time and was excited with the anticipation to see Bhagavan. My father was an ardent devotee of Shirdi Sai Baba, so I was a little surprised at his sudden interest in Sri Ramana. In the evening, we took the express train from Madurai to Vruddachalam Junction. We reached Vruddachalam about 3 a.m., where we had to change to another train for Thiruvannamalai. I could not sleep on the train as I was too excited, even thrilled, at the thought of seeing Bhagavan. Before dawn, the passenger train slowly started moving out of the station for Thiruvannamalai. It was a bit chilly and a gentle breeze was blowing. Soon, the sun began to rise on the eastern horizon and the beautiful rice fields, trees and blue lakes were bathed in its light. As we approached our destination, I saw at a distance the holy Arunachala mountain reflecting the golden rays of the morning sun. That wonderful sight, coupled with the anticipation of Bhagavan's darshan, filled my heart with the cool breeze of his divine presence, even before I set my eyes on him. This early morning arrival at Arunachala made a lasting imprint on my mind and heart. Disembarking from the train, we immediately set out for the ashram. Our transportation and accommodations were all pre-arranged by the ashram, and we soon settled in our rooms where we bathed and got ourselves ready for Bhagavan's darshan. In the meantime, Bhagavan's brother, Sri Niranjananda Swami, came to our room and took my father to see Bhagavan and discuss his health problems. While my father was in the small room where Bhagavan rested, the Nirvana room, he observed the Unani homeopathic physician cleaning and bandaging Bhagavan's cancerous wound. He was amazed at the indifference Bhagavan showed to his body during this long procedure. Once the treatment was over, Bhagavan slowly walked out of his room, came to the new hall and reclined on the stone couch. When Bhagavan sat down, there was a large group of devotees sitting there singing. Then all became still as we fixed our gaze on Bhagavan's holy countenance. The Maharani of Baroda was there with a large cine camera. The Sarvadhikari temporarily took away the camera from her because he said that in Bhagavan's state of health, we should not take movies of him. I also had a box camera with me and was eager to take some photos, but did not because of what the Sarvadhikari had said to the Maharani. When we settled down in the hall before Bhagavan, my youngest brother, who was 3.5 years old at the time, was sitting on my father's lap. He suddenly got up, ran straight over to Bhagavan and asked him why he was sitting there naked. We all knew that Bhagavan wore only a loincloth, but my brother could not understand why. Everyone gathered was amused at my brother's innocent observation and question. Bhagavan seemed especially delighted and beamed with a wonderful smile on his face. Then my brother sat down in front of him at his feet for nearly 2 hours, quietly, hardly moving. The pure and spontaneous rapport between Bhagavan and my brother enchanted everyone. I distinctly remember seeing a radiant glow emanating around Bhagavan's head while I looked at him. I was so captivated by his presence that I felt for certain that my unspoken feelings of devotion and reverence, which spontaneously poured out of my heart, were understood and accepted by him. This was an unforgettable experience that time and space could never erase, as I feel Bhagavan Ramana has always been with me since that day. After Bhagavan's darshan, our family toured around the town and mountain to see many of the places where he resided before coming to settle at Sri Ramanashramam. In the evening, we once again sat before Bhagavan and had his darshan. And again, I witnessed the aura emanating from Bhagavan and experienced that same indescribable presence. This scene will be etched in my memory as long as I live. When I think of Bhagavan, verse 6 in chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita comes to my mind. My supreme divine abode is not illuminated by the material sun, moon, or fire. A soul who reaches that divine abode does not return to this mundane world.